What's up, iRaiders? Welcome to episode 20 of iRations, The Uplifter. I am your host, Drake Peterson, and we are here every single week with the boys of iRation to raise your spirits, answer some questions, talk music, talk shop, and of course, talk all things iRation. Today, we are getting fancy. We have not one, but six special guests with us today. Six amazing humans that we all love and adore. In just a short while, we're going to be bringing on the significant others of the band. We cannot wait to have them on, get all the fun dirt on the boys. But before we bring them on, I have Joe and Adam joining me for Sample This. But first, let's talk about some news. I'm sure you all saw us repping our fun limited edition iRation tie-dye tees on the socials last week. If you are ready to match our style, go grab yours before they're gone at store.irationmusic.com. Also, this week, the Smile lyric video is coming out, so keep an eye out for that. You can subscribe to the iRation YouTube page to get alerts and notifications on new videos and releases. I just announced the winners on our Instagram page for our new weekly promo with The Uplifter. Three lucky winners got some iRation cash by sending me the code phrase. Keep an eye out on the iRation IG for more info on this week's promo and how you can enter. Today's code phrase is PJs. Once again, today's code word is PJs. Today's episode is brought to you by Outer Known Clothing, a clothing brand founded by pro surfer Kelly Slater, where over 90% of their products are made from organic, recycled, or regenerated materials. They're set out to change the clothing industry by building clothing in harmony with the planet and taking care of the people they work with while creating durable and desirable products that stand the test of time. Visit outerknown.com today, and for 25% off, use our promo code COASTIN. Again, that's outerknown.com, promo code COASTIN for 25% out at checkout. It's now time for Sample This, where we take one iRation song and break it down. In this segment, you'll be hearing samples and sound clips from the studio version of Fonzi. Joining me today are Adam Taylor and Joe Dickens, the brothers of funk. What's up, boys?
What's up?
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa. Are y'all ready to get fancy?
Absolutely. Let's step it up.
Let's get fancy. So I was talking to Poosh this morning and just trying to get a nice little statement about what the song is all about. And his statement was, fancy is about making the most of whatever situation and not feeling like you're missing out. So I'm thinking FOMO, right?
Yeah, I like boys? That. That sounds pretty much sums it up, I think.
That works for me as well.
Let me restate that. Yeah, that sums it up pretty well. Thanks, Rick.
wait, one more time, Adam.
Yeah, I think that sums it up.
So I think this is pretty crazy because this song was written like in, you know, last year, and one of the lines of this song is "We can just stay at home." How funny is that? That right now, like, everyone is literally forced to stay at home for the most part.
Do you think that was like foreshadowing? Like before we knew it, it was, you know, it's kind of eerie.
Yeah, I'm thinking that iRation is the next, like, they're fortune tellers. They know everything. You guys know everything.
Nostradamus.
No, but so, yeah, it is kind of crazy, though, to think about. I mean, the timing was pretty spot on with the release and obviously with that song especially. And like you said, yeah, the foreshadowing, it's kind of wild to think about. But, you know, at the time, that wasn't obviously going through our minds at all. And there was no such thing as this novel coronavirus.
Well, I think the song is a great song to help people, you know, cope with what's going on. Now, one thing that about the song is it's literally only like two, sort of three chords that are repeated throughout the entire song. And that means that the whole song is about the beat and the groove. So who better to have on than you two, who are the groove section? You are the rhythm section. How long have you guys been playing together for? Like 20 years?
Oh my God.
20.
He's dating us. So I believe we started, jamming maybe like 2004. And that's BC, right? Before Corona.
Yes, exactly.
So yeah, 16 years, I think, going on.
16 plus, yeah.
So I want to talk drums right now, okay? As a drummer, you're doing a bunch of different things. How many different things are you doing at once? And let's just put it in terms of fancy. Like, walk us through your process.
All right, so two arms, two legs, and they're pretty much both going the entire time. We've got kick, snare, hat.
Yep.
Let me
try that again.
Yeah. So both hands, can't see that, hi-hat, snare, and then kick. You can't see my...
Explain it for podcast. Explain it in podcast terms.
So the hi-hat's basically going to be an eighth note beat. So, or wait, no, never mind.
you
it's 16th.
You don't need to sing it. Yeah.
I think it's a 16th note beat. So it's, so add the snare and then kick. We can just
And what that about was are, terrible. You, are you doing? Are you doing a lot of tom work and cymbals and fills, or is it pretty straightforward groove for that?
It's pretty straightforward. Just kind of play the groove through, and then sort of towards the end of song, I'll throw in a couple fills, that kind of deal, just to fill in the end of the hook, pretty much.
Yeah, this track has a lot of toms, and that's one of the things I really wanted to talk about. Is other than you have the cymbals, you have the, you know, the bass and the snare, you have the tom drums, which are, it's great to use for, you know, transitioning from like a, say, a verse into a chorus, or, you know, like a bridge section. What, how many different toms do you have, and how do you tune them, and like, how does that work?
Right now I have three toms, a 10, a 12, and a 16 inch. And, that's pretty much been my setup since day one, and tuning them is fairly easy for the most part. You just kind of, you never touch the bottom head of it, of the tom or the drum. You just kind of keep that pretty much steady the entire time. And then the top head, which is called the batter, you keep it pretty straight down the pipe. You want to have the pitch pretty close to the bottom. So you kind of flick the bottom, see what it sounds like. And then you want to go up to the top, do the same thing. And you kind of just feel it out.
Are you actually tuning it by ear, or is there a tuner that you use to tune those?
There's a tuner, but it's kind of inconsistent and fickle. So I just do by feel and by ear. So I'm basically listening for different tone variations between each lug. And then also tension. You want to feel the exact kind of spot. Each one should be pretty similar. And then
I noticed you said a 10, a 12, and a 16. Is there a 14? Like, well, why the skip there to that bigger one?
It's just nicer to have that 2 extra inches on a floor tom. A 14 is good. I have a 14-inch floor tom, but having that 16-inch kind of gives it a little more low end. It's kind of nice for the live.
And some drummers have like 8 toms or like 6 toms. You know, like, what is it, like Neil Peart from Rush? Rest in peace. Like, he had a R.I.P. ton of toms.
I mean, I'm already overwhelmed with just the 3 toms I have, so I got to figure that out before I move on, you know?
Adam, the past few albums all had a little bit of a curveball song in it. Last album, I think, was like Lost to Know. This album is definitely fancy. Who in the band is obsessed with the funk and the disco, or is it everyone?
I definitely got to say that's Micah, because, you know, like, I think for Joe and I, we kind of prefer more the reggae case in two. I think Micah Brown brings the kind of more the folk and the soul element. But I think Micah's really into the pop disco style. So playing that style is kind of foreign to me, but it's, I guess I've just been, I think, and for Joe, you kind of take your reggae fundamentals and transfer it over. And like, especially for the bass, it's Last to Know and Fancy. If you listen to them both, the bass lines are very similar, and basically it's using the root and then the fifth, which is the just kind of the one right below it. And there's probably in Fancy a total of 5 bass notes playing. And I think, you know, like Joe said with the drums, it's kind of a less is more, kind of gives the song its groove, keeping the whole thing in the pocket and
hundo,
yeah, driving it along.
I will say though that like later in our musical careers, I sort of started gravitating towards playing funk because it's just really fun. There's a lot of like shuffle beats that there's way more notes you can fit in there and way more tasty grooves. Like if you've ever heard the Meters, an old school band, like just the sickest funk beats and rhythms, no vocals, just straight instrumental.
I was also going to say too, we started, you know, or I started at least with a 4-string bass, and then since the self-titled album, played pretty much only a 5-string, and a song like Last Note and Fancy, you need that low B string to kind of play those bass lines. So that's kind of changed and evolved in our musical careers. But yeah, like Joe said, I find that I really love playing those songs live. Like Last to Know on the last tour, I would say was probably the most fun song to play out of the whole set. Would you agree, Drake?
I would 100% agree, especially because it was nice to see Poosh, like, you know, get away from his guitar and just kind of like dance around.
How about them dance moves?
His dance moves. Now that's a peacock right there. Whenever Poosh would always come up on my riser at the end, because me and Tony would like go up to the front, and he would come up, and whenever I would go back, everything was just in disarray. Like he'd just knock over everything.
He's like a peacock. You gotta let him fly, but then he comes over to your station, he starts roosting. You're like, hey bud, this is kind of like my nest. Let's
Adam, one way I know how to tell you were playing on a track is I always hear your go-to move, which is the slide. You know what I'm talking about?
Is that my go-to move?
Oh yeah, you love to play the slide.
Well, it's funny because you know, I never had bass lessons, and I found that especially in reggae, it's a very like effective kind of move. I like to just right before the one that where the beat drops, like sliding down into that's really cool. I like to also, you know, sometimes just go the up and down. Ooh, that's always kind of fun too. But it's funny, I'm giving my first bass lesson on Backstage Music Lessons today, and I was kind of just thinking about how do I teach a new student about bass when I've really never had lessons myself. So that's a good point you brought up about the slide, so I can share that with my student today.
Yeah, if you don't know what to play, just do a slide. The whole song. Yeah, you start this song with a slide.
It's funny when we were tracking it too. I remember just doing a variation of different slides. Ooh. You know, just trying different styles of the slide to see what fit. And yeah, sliding is fun.
It's a great segue and transition, I find.
Definitely. It goes well with a tom fill. Am I right, Joe?
Yes, Drake. 100%.
It's also an easy way if Joe's doing up some toms and you're not, you know, lining the notes completely up, you can just slide over it and it'll just kind of still work.
Joe, I want to talk a quick question about things that can go wrong as a drummer when you're playing live.
Oh, yeah.
Like for instance, maybe like dropping a stick or something like that. Do you have any nightmare stories about doing something like that during the show?
Oh, it happens all the time. And the thing about playing drums is you want to be like, your hands got to be super relaxed and you want to be like not really like gripping it. And that's kind of like a catch-22 because you want to be loose and that translates to a great dynamic and sound. But also if you're in the pocket and you're feeling it or you got your eyes closed, you catch a stick on something, that thing's gone because your grip is just like that, you know? So I'd say...
Do you move the stick around a lot? Because I always wondered why not just like Velcro the sticks to your hands, you know, wear the gloves or something.
It's got to be like, you want to have it like, it's moving at all times. Yeah, for sure. I'd say on a tour, I might maybe drop it once or twice. And it's, when it happens, you absolutely don't expect it. And it's like terrifying. You're like, oh my God, I got to like reach for a new stick. Hopefully I don't miss the beat, you know, and it happens.
Is there a memorable show that you can think of where something nightmarish like that happened? Every night.
Every night.
Yeah. It's probably on the back of every drummer's mind at some point during the show.
And you have like a little pouch there next to you where you can just like grab an extra stick.
Yep, ready to go.
I always kind of when we're just talking about the nightmarish drum things, I always think back to our first tour with Pepper, how they filled your snare with the talcum powder. Oh, and it just like,
that was great.
And I think they like lubed your sticks or something? They did something.
They put Vaseline on my sticks and they also cracked one just enough so I could play like through a song. And then it was a nightmare.
And that was probably so early on in our career where it was like a drumstick was a very precious commodity. I mean, it still is, but it's like, you know, now you got a stick endorsement. You got a few on deck. So like that one cracking was like, wait a second.
Yep.
what drumsticks do you use, JoJo?
I use ProMark. It's by Diodario. They make guitar strings, drum heads. But yeah, they're great sticks. 5Bs, wood tip. I've got my own signature stick. They're good.
And then for me, for bass, I've been rocking a Fender Jazz. I use the Ernie Ball flat wound. Sometimes I go back to the round wound. Don't play with a pick, just finger style. And I have one of these little mute things right here that kind of help the strings stay quiet. So that's kind of my go-to setup.
Oh, does that prevent the when you say quiet, what do you mean?
Well, it just kind of deadens the strings a little bit so that it it doesn't decay as much and you don't get as much string noise, you know, because sometimes when you're, it's wild, but when you're playing, like for example, even having a long fingernail will give it a metallic sound against the string. So I always have to keep my fingers that I play with, not the fretting hand, but the playing hand, relatively short, because you want this like, that fleshy thump sound from your fingers. You don't want, for what we play, you don't want that metallic kind of.
Adam, would you use that thing instead of like a palm mute, like at the bridge kind of thing?
You could. I mean, it's basically, yeah, just to kind of keep all the little noises. Like for example, even having, sometimes when you're at a festival and you've got a wristband on, and that might just brush the string. So that kind of just helps to keep string noise a little more minimal.
Word.
And Drake, how about you as far as strings and horns on Fancy? Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I would say this was probably my favorite song to do the horn and string arrangements for, because I'm a huge fan of disco and, you know, funk music. I pretty much grew up listening to a lot of Earth, Wind & Fire, Michael Jackson, Tower of Power. And so that's why me and Poosh get along when we are talking about music, because we just like a lot of the same stuff. So when I was writing the string arrangements for this, I just was listening to disco nonstop, because I really wanted to capture, you know, those types of elements, elements like, you know, really fast, tight string lines, basically lines that are not, you know, a lot of pop music now is they'll use strings just as kind of like pads in the background, but you know, in the disco and funk era, it was like a main instrument that, you know, could be heard just as much as a guitar, if not more. So in this track, you'll hear a lot of really fast string lines. You'll hear, like, my favorite is that, it's like a fall, which is where basically you start on a note and it just falls, it's just beow. So that one is really fun. But I listened to Electric Light Orchestra, and the album Off the Wall by Michael Jackson, which was produced by Quincy Jones. And I got a lot of inspiration off of that album. And, so yeah, we had three string players on this. We had we had two violins and a cello, and then one of the other violinists came and also played viola just to kind of fatten everything up. And we just tracked everything about three or four times, and we layered it. The engineers layered it to make it sound like a full string section, just to really get that sound of a, like we have a full orchestra, even though we don't. So that was great. That was Kinga Black, Bonnie Brooksbank, and Lacey Rostiak came and they played. And then Tony came, and we recorded a little bit of horns, so... we play a little bit in the beginning, but then at the end, when at the final chorus where everyone's just kind of playing along, we play a nice, fast little horn line, which was definitely inspired by, I'd say, some Tower Power, some Earth, Wind, and Fire. And so I'm very excited to play this live, because I hope we can maybe one day get a full string section like we have one time. We did that once at New Year's. That was sick.
Did you write the arrangements or help a lot out with that?
Yeah, I wrote all the arrangements except for the ba da da da. That was already there in the demo, and then I just wrote all the like the fast lines and the stabs. Bing, 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 bing. I love that.
Me too.
Joe and I weren't there, but hopefully we can pull up the photo. But as a true leading up to the writing and all the arranging, you went just full disco. I believe you had the fro, the glasses.
Yes.
You had the really short shorts with the high sock and the roller skates. And I heard you just went into character for a full like month leading up to it.
Yes. So I skated in. I skated in rollerbladed, or not rollerbladed, roller skated into the session. And then once I sat down, I switched. I took my roller skates off and I got these great platform shoes with goldfish in them. Unfortunately, the goldfish were dead.
The 8-inch platforms?
Yes, yes.
What I heard was it was a lot like Goldmember in Austin Powers when you were just throwing your legs up over your shoulder.
Solid gold.
It's nice.
That's one thing King David, the producer on this album, he's always saying, like, he's always doing the gold member voice. Guy's hilarious. We got to get him on here.
I thought we were going to.
We tried to. He's a busy, busy man.
Yeah, he is.
He's very elusive.
There's lots of fun Easter eggs in this. A lot of vocal ad-libs, similar to like a Michael Jackson song. Here's one that's my favorite of Poosh.
Ooh.
There's also a super high-pitched voice in the background that's saying something that I can't discern. Do you know what I'm talking about, guys?
Hey, I go.
Is that what it is?
I like gold.
Oh my God, that's what this sound is. Yeah, lots of fun little Easter eggs. So this one's going to be a fun one to play live. DJ Joe, let's go to the kitchen right now. Your girlfriend, or as you call her, your roommate or partner.
It's my
partner. PJs are on. Joe, what are you spinning on the deck in the kitchen?
When we're just in the kitchy?
Mm-hmm.
Casey Musgraves.
Ooh.
Yeah, hot and steamy.
I love that. All about it.
Yeah, we like a lot of Casey Musgraves, and I've been kind of giving her control of the DJ sometimes, so she's really into country, so we'll dip into a little country, you know what I mean?
I love country. Huge
fan. I'm not
hating
it. Yeah, it's fun.
Zach Brown has a new song that came out last week, and it's kind of like a reggae. It's like, it's literally called something about Back on the Island or something like that. And yeah, you should check it out. Anyways, DJ Adam,
blah, 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 blah.
What are you spinning on the ones and twos?
It kind of just depends. If we're kind of having a mellow evening, I sometimes like to just put on the jazz station on Spotify, and it's just kind of more of a background vibe. But if we're trying to, like, you know, get spicy with the kitchen, you know, get the Mexi dish flowing, maybe some Chromeo I like, just to kind of, it's very
nice.
Like easy groove music.
Yeah, I'd say this is kind of like a Chromeo track, sort of. Obviously not as electronic, but definitely I can hear some influences of Chromeo and like Leon Bridges. Remember that show we went to?
Oh, yeah.
We've always been, or not always, but we've been listening to Dua Lipa is great for just a cool vibe in the evening. What about you, Drake? What are you listening to?
Currently listening to a lot of Dua Lipa. Her new album is pretty sick. Lady Gaga, her album also, she has a new album out that is pretty fire.
Oh, Gaga.
She has a great new album. It's called Chromatica? Yeah, Chromatica. And yes, we also have been known to put on the Casey Musgraves. And funny enough, Goldie Hawn has an album from like 30, 40 years ago. If you're a fan of like that, of Golden Hour by Casey Musgraves, you should check out Goldie Hawn's album. It's sick. It's a little country. It's very nice. I think you'll like it, Joe.
Is there any special appearance by Kurt Russell? Or
yes.
Wow, I wonder if Golden Hour was inspired by Goldie Hawn.
You never know. She's actually a really good singer. She's a fire singer. Fire. Yeah. Well, boys, anything else you'd like to add about Fancy?
Yeah, let me do my stick plug. Iration. It's got my name. There's Promark by Diodario.
Hell yeah, uh-huh. It's got your signature on it.
Yeah, you like that?
How many times did it take you to get that signature right, Joe?
Well, I've had the same signature since I was like 12, so I just nailed it. It's like 5-year-old handwriting, so.
There's nothing harder than signing a drumstick.
Very true. Well, I'd say next in line is a shirt. That's really difficult. You got to like pull it tight, you know?
Joe, I see you went with the forest green. Why did you choose that color?
I don't know. I like the outdoors, you know? Stuff like that.
You heard it here first, everyone.
Yeah.
Forest green. Do you guys remember that time when we were, I think it was Washington, D.C., and this guy asked us all to sign his the side of his torso because he wanted to get a tattoo?
Yes, I'll never forget it because we signed his whole torso. And Drake, I believe you were kind of newish in the band. And I don't think you'd fully dialed the small signature. And so Drake starts spelling out Drake Peterson, and it's this giant signature. And then the poor guy, I mean, the pain he probably went through getting that whole thing on there.
Dude, you punked that guy. That was not nice.
Well, no, I mean, he was sitting there half naked, and I was like, well, I'm going to just make it big enough so that he has to lower his pants a little. And so he did. Oh my God. Oh,
I mean, bless his heart for getting the tattoo, but it's just crazy to think about. Every day you pop in the shower and there he is, Drake Peterson.
I'm pretty sure we were all advising him to not get those tattoos.
Well, he did it. He literally got it that night or that morning. So shout out to that guy. If we can find a pic, well, maybe we'll put it up. But boys, thank you guys for joining. Before we're actually going to be bringing on all of the girlfriends on today. Girlfriends, wives, one boyfriend, the significant others. We're going to be finding out a lot of interesting stuff. So I'm actually going to be cutting you loose. But before I cut you loose, we're going to have a little talk about Outer Known. This is Kelly Slater.
I started Outer Known to make clothing differently. Our jeans are made at the world's cleanest denim facility using less water, fewer chemicals, and organic cotton. We guarantee C jeans for life. Now your most comfortable jeans are also your most sustainable. C jeans, social, environmental accountability. Get yours at outerknown.com.
So boys, I'm noticing that both of you are wearing Outer Known clothes right now on this live stream. It's not a live stream, but damn. What do you got there, Jojo? What are you wearing?
This is a sort of charcoal gunsmoke type of shirt. It fits really nice, snuggy. I think I've got a couple stains on it, but I still wear it anyway. It's okay. All sustainable and yeah.
Adam, which one are you wearing? You got an Outer Known shirt on too.
I got an Outer Known pocket tee that says "Give a Damn," and I think it's very cool for today's sentiment. Give a damn. There's a lot going on in the world, so you should care about it. And I think it's just really cool that the brand is sustainable and they're doing their part to, you don't think about it when a shirt gets made. It's like there's dyes and the type of cotton you're using. There's so much that goes into it. They're doing stuff like they're taking old fishing nets, they're pulling out of the ocean, they're breaking it down and making clothing out of it. It's so cool. And I think for Joe and I, especially as surfers, it's just a brand that we really like, and it's cool to get behind.
Yeah.
Well, check out Outer Known at outerknown.com to see the full collection of durable and environmentally friendly clothing. You can get 25% off, guys. That's 25% off. That's a lot. With our promo code COASTIN. That's COASTIN. COASTIN, 25% off at outerknown.com. Thanks, boys.
Thank you.
All right, you guys. So today we are switching it up big time. Instead of bringing on the boys of Iration, we are bringing in all of the significant others for a very fun night. My name is Andy Cohen, and this is the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Reunion.
Wait, what?
Just kidding. Welcome. Joining me on the Uplifter, we have the wives, the girlfriends, and one boyfriend. We got Chloe, Asia, Talia, Jesse, Marina, and Haley. What's up, y'all?
Hey.
What's up?
Hey.
Thank you guys all for coming on here. We just needed to switch it up a little bit because I was tired of talking to all the boys. So I was like, why not have a bunch of beautiful, powerful women and men on the show?
Hell yeah.
Haley, where are you calling in from, Miss Hales?
I am in Ventura, California.
Yeah, and Asia, you guys are basically neighbors, right?
Yeah,
pretty much a 2-minute bike ride away from each other.
Very nice. And Talia, you seem to be back on the mainland, yes?
Yeah, I'm back in Santa Barbara.
SB, how was Hawaii? Was it nice?
So nice. I'm going back in September.
Are you bringing Kaysen with you?
Yes.
Yay!
He's allowed to come.
Yeah, this time.
Marina, how's the Orange County treating you?
It's kind of scary out there, but in our house, it's safe.
And yes. And Miss Chloe, you have a wonderful new addition to the family. How is life treating you?
Life is good. I am drinking wine because I started the first day of school today and I have a baby. Cheers,
cheers. Cheers, cheers.
Cheers.
Love you guys. Cheers. Love you guys, but I'm on vacation.
Vacation time, yes. And you have to, is it a school night?
Yeah. What day is it?
I don't even
it?
Know what day it is.
Tuesday.
And Jesse, you're calling in from like a hallway down from me.
A hallway down, yes. I'm a fart away.
Jesus.
A fart away. Well, ladies, thank you for joining. We have some fun stuff planned. But before we go, let's do a little cheers if you have some vino.
What about water?
Clinky. Wawa.
I've got.
Oh, yeah.
Clinky.
What are you drinking, there? Jesse?
Some tequila silver from Chef Kirkland.
All about that. Okay, so I have a couple questions. We have some fan questions and then just some other questions that we have sourced. And the first one is, what is everyone's favorite and least favorite Iration song? Let's start with Chloe.
Oh, no. Least favorite, because I've heard it so many times, would be Falling.
Okay.
But I do use it as a cue to get backstage because I usually watch out front so I can actually hear the show. So when I hear Falling, I'm like, okay, gotta go. Get back there. Beat the crowd.
Very wise.
Also, I lived in Hawaii for 6 years and Falling was on 98.5 like all the time. So... I'm done with it for a little while.
What about your favorite?
I think, well, that's a messed up question, but I guess I would go with Dream. I feel like that like hit me hard the first time I heard that song. It took me to like a really happy place. I like that. I also like Lost and Found. Those are my faves.
Excellent. Talia, what about you? What's your least favorite and favorite?
I didn't know we actually have to say what our least favorite is. So I didn't really pick one. It's just hard to say, you know, like everything's just different as like the band kind of like progressed through time. But I'll say my favorite song, which is Turn Around. I really like the sound of like Iration and like the rock vibe that it had back then, just because that's like the Iration that I remember hearing when I was like, I don't know, 13 or 14 or something when I first heard them.
Oh, God.
Way back.
What?
Yeah.
I just got so old.
Marina, what about you?
Oh, well, I know my least favorite is Porcupine. Because it's just really
choice.
Like aggressive.
I almost said that one. Okay.
And then I don't know. I like really loved Too Good to Be True when I first heard it. It like just was like made me really happy. And right now I can't stop listening to Fancy just because it hits during quarantine, you know?
Very much so. Raise your hands. How many of you have danced? How many of you have been dancing in your PJs? Raise your hand. Yes. Excellent.
So fun.
All right, Haley, you're up next. What about you?
Okay, well, my favorite for sure is actually Fancy. I dance and sing that song all the time. It's stuck in my head forever. It was really hard to find my least favorite song, to be quite honest. I know that may sound a little cliche, but Asia and I kind of actually discussed this before, but... Press play is, it doesn't really hit home with me.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
A little controversial, I'm sure, but...
Not at all. Totally feel it.
Oh, there seems to be a general consensus.
I love that one, but...
All right, let's go down to Jesse. What about you, Jesse?
My favorite is definitely Turn Around, actually. It was like one of the first songs that, well, I saw live because I was very new in a relationship with you. And you guys opened with that. So that was the first song I got to see you play live. So it holds a special place in my heart for me. But right now I can't stop listening to Contact High. So
that's a, yeah, that's one of my favorites. So that fun fact, that show that you were talking about, Jesse, it was like One Love. That was the day that right on that song, my trumpet fell like off the stage, like from my riser, like dropped 10 feet and just like snapped in half on that song. Asia, what about you? What's your least favorite and most favorite?
I'll start with least favorite since Haley and I have the same one, but I would have to say Press Play too. I mean, I don't really know why. I think maybe, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I like pop music, but I feel like maybe it's just too poppy for me. And I don't know.
What about your most favorite?
My most favorite, taking it back to 2006, would have to be Fire. And Joe, I think I told Joe and Adam this like months ago, and they were like, wait, what? Why? But I feel like because it's so rootsy and it does remind me, kind of similar to what Taleo was saying, that's the iteration that I remember listening to with my family on the Big Island. And it just has like this really good rootsy vibe to it. And the beginning of the song, if you haven't heard it, just gets you like pumped up. I don't know. Love that song. Love Fire.
Fire. Yeah, well, some people are going to have to go back to some of the old, catalog to check some of these songs out. Next question is this. Now that everyone is staying at home, and obviously because there's no tours, what's your favorite thing about having your significant others at home all of the time now? Because now everyone can spend more time. What do you like to do the most with them? Let's start with Hales.
We both really like to cook. So we've been like trying out fun new little recipes or I'll cook something one night and he'll cook something the other. So that's actually been really fun to do because it's hard to cook for one person. So cooking for two people, it's been nice.
Marina?
Oh my God, I was going to say the same thing. I think, when they're gone and you have to cook for one person, it's like a lot easier to, just like eat the same thing over and over or call DoorDash or, whatever. So having him home, like we have actual, good for you meals and it's fun to like think of new recipes or try new things and, have somebody to do the dishes.
Who does most of the cooking? You or MB?
Oh, MB for sure. He's way better than me. Way better.
Sad. How about you, Taleo?
Well, we spent most of our time on Big Island, and so that was super fun just because, like, obviously we got to surf a lot and hike a lot and just, like, do all the things that we both love to do, but they're not really fun to do alone. And, we cooked a lot, and just, like, not having to miss each other has been really nice.
Chloe?
Well, the missing each other is something that I can totally resonate with, Taleo. It's like that feeling that I haven't had for a long time. They've been back since March. So I feel really lucky. Obviously, we had baby Hannah. And so Micah being home, it's like we're just like immersed in her. And I mean, we're just watching all these developmental levels happen. Like, today she's been laughing a lot more, which is so cute. And
my favorite. My favorite stage.
It's so cute.
So cute.
So and it's like really awkward for them at first. So she's like, like we're just like both like watching her just like in awe. But if he hadn't have been there for so many of these moments, like I can't imagine texting him, when he's out at a show or like whatever. Like, sorry, I'm at sound check right now, and I'm like, but she's laughing. Like, can you imagine? So just having him home for all of that has been really nice. You are asking me on a good day, not going to lie. Like, I'm just kidding. He's great, but I definitely have days where I'm like, all right, you're going to go on tour again soon, or?
Well, it's crazy how he's doing his whole Twitch stream now, and he's playing video games professionally.
That's what these headphones are, I think. Aren't these like gaming headphones that I'm wearing?
Jesse, what about you?
Well, I think one of the things that I really loved about our relationship, it's funny, I'm talking to you instead of just someone else talking to me about my relationship, is the fact that when we first started dating, we'd go on these really cool adventures around the city, and you'd show me new things and that I'd never done before. And just finding ourselves so like, what do we do today? Being so kind of quarantined in the house, we find ourselves going on these walks where we end up going like 5 miles around the block of our neighborhood, and just discovering where we're living now as a couple is really cool, and finding ourselves in these back roads in the hills is and looking house hunting for the future and all of that stuff is it's quite unique. Mm-hmm. And it's refreshing.
Yes, that is very it's true. Adorbs. What about you, Asia?
What was the question again? Is it just
I love you. Is,
how many fingers am I holding?
She's like, I stopped paying attention so long ago.
What's your favorite thing about having Joe at home now that there's no tours going on?
Foot massages every night.
Ooh.
Just kidding.
That's a good one.
He has no choice. No. No, it's been awesome having them home. And I mean, I have a career that takes me away from home. Sorry, there's a fruit fly that won't leave me alone. I have a career that takes me away from home a lot too. But since the beginning of the pandemic, I've been on a leave. So like, we've never had this much time together. So it's been awesome just, you know, cooking together, like Marina and Haley were saying, and just really just having that companionship and not being alone all the time. We moved into a new house and we've had time to do all these things that we wouldn't have had time to do otherwise. So just looking on the bright side of everything that's going on and having them here physically for support, because it's been a roller coaster of emotions, that's for sure. So having that support physically here and not just through a phone call or text or quick FaceTime in between sound check, it's awesome.
Well said. Okay, we want to find out who's seen the most iration shows in this call right now. So I'm gonna just say a number, and if you have seen that many, you can just say like I, or you can raise your hand. But since it's a podcast, we should say like I. And you can just estimate. So five or more.
I.
Okay, everyone.
Oh, I.
Okay. All right. 10 or more.
I.
Okay.
You're going to have to go higher than this.
Oh, yeah, I know. We'll get there. 15 or more.
I.
Okay. Asia's still thinking. I think you probably have, Asia.
Yeah, you have.
Right?
If I have, you have.
I lost track.
I know. I feel like all of us have been together for at least 15.
Yeah. Right?
Okay. Yeah. How about, okay, let's just bump it up to 25 or more.
I don't know how to do this. Is this weird?
Math is this like a trick?
Is everything okay, Chloe?
I think I need to lay off the wine right now.
Wait, Jesse, your name. I just realized what your name is.
I love it. One Big Gay. Yes.
That's amazing.
Has anyone been to 40 shows? Because that's a lot.
I'd say at least Marina and Chloe for sure. But I don't know. I don't remember how many things I did last year. I don't know.
What was that, Marina? Sorry, couldn't hear you say it again.
Oh, I said, I don't think I'd want to admit that if I'd been to 40 or more shows, so I'm just going to go with no on that one.
Well, I will say that whenever you guys come to shows, you guys are always mingling and like, you know, you go to the bar, go hang out at the bus, and you guys know your spots, and it's very fun to watch you guys because you guys all have your zones. Like you'll go, if it's like a festival, you'll go to that center area where no one else can go, like the barriers. And you guys just all, you guys like, you're like a squad and just like, oh, there they are. I see them all.
Chloe's very my nice. Favorite to like be in that situation with because she'll be like, oh, excuse me, I'm a teacher. And she'll like move people out of her way. But like in the most polite way to do it. Yeah. Like, there's so many other cards she could pull, but I love that she uses the teacher one.
Have you guys have any of you guys ever had to, like, you know, get in a little confrontation with any of the fans who are, like, just getting in your way or being rude to you? Any fun stories we can think of?
I would say more of the security.
Yeah. Not really the fans. The fans kind of know who we are.
Fans are really sweet.
Weirdly.
Usually.
Yeah, Colin does a really good job too at just, like, giving you guys a nice cool zone to go to. But yeah, definitely security for sure. All right, we have a fan question. It's now time for our Mr. Operator fan segment where we answer your questions on the air. If you want to have your question read and answered on the air, text or call us at 805-225-6886. Our fan question for today was emailed to our email by Clarissa in Vancouver. And Clarissa writes, this is all for you. She goes, when your husbands and boyfriends all get ready for a tour, do you have to help them pack for such a long trip? And if you do, is it because Haley. You want to, or is it because you have to, meaning they desperately need you?
I love that.
That's the best question.
That's an excellent
good job,
question.
Clarissa.
That's excellent.
You take
who
this
wants
one,
to
Hale.
Go first? Thanks, well, Clarissa. She knows it
I'll
all.
Start.
Haley, go ahead.
You know, God, I love him, but he...
Let it all out, girl.
He does not know how to pack to save his life, I tell you. I have to, like... First of all, he wears the same shirt every day. So I have to remind him that, like, maybe put a clean shirt on. So I have to, like, pack regular t-shirts that he wants to wear. But then I'm like, okay, you need to look like you have a job. So put, like, a button-down on, maybe, one day. I don't know. And he doesn't know how to pack it. Like, one time he came back from tour, and it was just balls of clothes everywhere. So I have to show him how to, like, roll your clothes and it'll fit better and you can see everything that you're packing. And yeah, I pack Adam's clothes every time he leaves. Every time.
We're not all flight attendants, Jan. Like, we're not all, like, professional packers.
So, Chloe, I take it you do not help Micah.
Not at all. The only thing I would say is it's super annoying when he does it last minute. He does his packing for, like, back in the day when it was, like, a 6-week tour or whatever, he would pack in, like, it'd be like an hour, like, thinking it all through, which I think is kind of mind blowing for women and, like, who overthinks. Yeah, he just like throws it all in there. What?
You waited till now to pack?
I know.
Do you guys use cubes? Like, Asia and Haley, do you guys use cubes?
Yes. Yeah.
Like, packing cubes or whatever. Are they called cubes? Or,
I actually don't use those.
What is a packing cube? What
I've always wanted to try them, but I just... They're like, they zip up and they just kind of organize your suitcase.
So you can do, like, bathing suits and, like, beach gear in one if you want to get cray. And then you could do, like, pajamas and jeans or, like, bottoms. Like, it's really nice for my brain to pack like that.
Totally. I've always wanted to try them, but that's, I usually do, like, the Marie Kondo thing and roll. Ooh. Or, you
it's
know.
Trifold or something.
Talia, what about you? Do you help Kason pack at all?
No, he's really good, actually. He does it in, like what Chloe was saying, in, like, an hour he's ready to go and has everything all, like, neatly packed and... He plans it out pretty well, so I'm, between the two of us, I'm the one that doesn't really know, or I know how to pack, but I wait till, like, the last minute, so, yeah, he's good at that.
That's how I am too, right, Jesse?
Well, I mean, you have, the rolling thing was very new to me, so I learned that tip from you, for sure, but... There's a lot of board shorts that end up going in there. More
beaches.
Than there are bodies of water on the tour. So I would say that could be amended a little bit.
Well, one thing that's really funny is that I'm sure you all know how many, like, after a tour, we come back with, like, a bunch of different hats or, like, a bunch of different shirts. Right, Marina? I know you have a limit, I know, on the amount
of hats
that MB can bring home.
Ooh. His hat. I want to hear about this. This is, like, his little office or studio space, and he has to keep his hats in this room because there's so many that he needs his own closet for it. So now if he brings home hats, he has to either get rid of some of these or give the new ones away. But I do have a hat closet in, like, the front,
of the house. He opened it the other day and all mine fell on him. So I like can't.
Kason has so many hats too. And like I'll just take bags and just throw some of his like millions of shirts and hags and just hats and start to take them to like be on the way to take them to drop them off to donate. And he'll like see the bag and be like, what is this? And start to like unpack everything. God. Like, I need this one. And this one too. I'm like, dude, you have like 100 hats.
Adam
you
pulled some out of the hats. Trash can.
Yeah.
Yeah, Adam has pulled things out of the trash can before because he saw me taking stuff out. And he was like, wait a second. I need that. Like, you haven't seen it in years.
Oh my God. Asia.
Well, I have to...
sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I'd also have to include the fact that, like, Drake is definitely the most bold, I think, with his clothing. So the options that he brings back are...
Except for the Live from Paradise tour when everybody stepped up their clothing game, yes. I would have to say.
I loved that. Ladies, the collared shirt. Like, yeah, so cute. Vibrant.
Bring it back. That was round two. Three.
I always looked forward to like what you guys were going to wear each
time. Unless you guys went to Ross the day before, then I'm a little bit nervous of like cute. What you picked up.
I think I have one of your shirts, Drake, from Live from Paradise somewhere that you were like not allowed to bring home. That was like a button
send
up.
It immediately. Marina, do you help MB?
Not really. He does it on his own, but he does it last minute, which I hate because I usually like to slip him in little notes. But when he does it last minute, I can't do that. And then I get upset when they leave, so I have to like have a tantrum somewhere else.
Asia?
Love you.
Me too. Yeah, he usually will pack when I first met him, he would pack like as Colin is arriving in like the pickup car where they're all going to the airport. I'm like, dude, really? But now I'm just so like OCD and like organized that like I'll write him a list of things that he needs to remember to bring because he'll always text me and say he forgot something. Wow. So I'll write him a list and let him pack himself, but then I'll go through and be like, no, you're not bringing this shirt. Like, but I mean, the last tour was better because they all were pretty nice things, but like hat wise, yeah, a little excessive on the hats. So kind of have to filter through those, but he's doing better. He's better. That's for sure.
I feel like I've never seen Joe D not in a hat.
Never. Other than your wedding.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and Chloe's wedding.
Hey.
But other than that, always in a hat.
That was a fun wedding, by the way, Marina. Oh, we all had a good time.
So it's be fun. Thanks for officiating.
Okay, I want to know, how many of you have had to sleep in the tour bus bunk with your significant other? Okay, Haley has her hand raised. Looks like everyone is raising their hand. No one has a happy face.
It works. I think that works.
Yeah.
It does work.
You got to go head to toe or toe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talia, tell us your secret because I feel like that's a good idea.
Yeah. So I'm claustrophobic, so I always get the outside edge, like where the curtain is. I don't care about falling out. I cannot be on the inside. And then I sleep my head where his pillow is and then send him down where his feet usually go. So it works.
Brilliant.
And this is called, we call this a stowaway. So whenever someone comes on the bus who's not like normally on the bus, it's called a stowaway.
You guys are funny.
Marina, have you? I've never been, I guess I have been on the bus.
Yeah, we remember when we came home from Napa and I had to go get married the next day? And I slept on a bus.
That's right.
We drank so much wine. I don't remember sleeping on it, but I remember waking up.
Oh yeah, Napa was a rough week. Chloe, did you ever sleep on the bus at all?
I've done every position on the bus.
Oh, honey.
What's the best? More.
The best is claiming the junk bunk.
Yeah.
100%.
I love sleeping on the bus. I love the cool air, even though it can get like frigid. And I love the bus, like when you have a bomb ass bus driver who's just driving like a pro, and then you wake up in another city, like so rested. I love that.
Love it.
Love it.
For sure.
Yeah, the bus kind of rocks you to sleep, and it has that low hum.
It's so dark. It's like a little cave.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't. It's very hard to replicate that unless you just go on an airplane or another bus. Okay, my next question is, I want to know something about you. Enough about the Aeration Boys. I want to know why don't you tell us something that you're watching on Netflix or something that you're doing, during quarantine. If anyone wants to share first, Marina, you want to share first? No, she's like, no. You're just like MB. He's always like, you always ask me this first.
I need like ideas of what people, what do you mean?
Talia, do you want to go first, Talia? We saw that amazing edit of you and Tahoe. That was super fun.
Thanks. Yeah, that was fun. What was the question? What do we do or what do I do?
Yeah, what do you do? Tell us about you can tell us about yourself and or just let everyone know about who Talia is.
Well, during quarantine, it was actually really exciting because I came up with two new projects that I'm really excited about. One of them is the blog, which I've been doing for a while now, Surf Salad Sleep. And it's my place that because I had some people reach out on my regular page asking about things about body image and stuff like that. And I wanted to have a place where I could be really real with people because there's so much on Instagram that's so perfectly edited. And I'm a part of that as modeling and whatever. And I wanted to have something really real. I started doing that. And then also I started a company in Hawaii with one of my best friends there. So it's a content creation company where she's a photographer, I'm the model. And so we do that remotely and it's been going really well. So quarantine has been actually a blessing in a way, things definitely changed and it was really unexpected, but kind of opened up some new doors, so I'm stoked.
Amazing. How about you, Haley? What have you been up to during the quarantine?
Organizing, because we moved into a new house, so
congratulations.
Organizing and going through things, kind of the Marie Kondo style. And I've also started reading a lot. Weird. I never used to read that much, but I've read four books in the past week and it's been really weird because that's not my normal person. So that's been really fun. Now I'm on the hunt for the next book that I want to read.
Do you have a recommendation of something that
just finished was Daisy Jones and the Six. It's really good.
Okay.
It's about a fictional, which I figured out. I was convinced when I first started, I thought it was a real band. It's not. It's about a rock band in the 60s and 70s and just kind of the lifestyle through that. I found it on Reese Witherspoon's book club. So I've read a couple of hers. So that one was good. And then, what was it called? Where the Crawdads Sing. That one's really good. And they're also, they're starting Amazon Prime TV show about it too, but it's really good. So yeah.
We'll have to all check that out. Asia, what about you? Since all flights have been grounded, what have you been up to?
Sort of just getting the house organized, and I feel like I'm preparing for a baby because we're getting a dog soon.
What's the status of the dog?
We are waiting for him to get neutered because they don't let them go to their homes until they're spayed or neutered, which is totally understandable. But they're just a little behind because of COVID and everything. So we're being patient, but I feel like that crazy dog mom already, because I have two different beds, three different leashes and collars, his outside dog bed, toys.
I know you were looking for a greyhound originally. What did you end up? Is that what you guys ended up getting?
Pretty much a mini horse. I think he's 85 pounds.
Wow, but really?
Yeah, he's beautiful and it's been such a long wait, but so worth it. It's just a breed that we've really wanted to get for a long time. And our good friends, Nick and Corey Time Bomb, they have two greyhounds. So they introduced us to Greyhound Adoption Center in San Diego. So we're just waiting on him, but super excited. And he actually was one of the lucky ones that never had to officially race. He was training to race, but never raced because of COVID. And so he was rescued from Caliente in Mexico.
Ah, arriba.
So yeah. Yeah, super excited about that. And pretty much that's what I've been filling my time with.
Do you have the name of the organization that you adopted from that maybe we can share with everyone?
In case yeah, it's Greyhound Adoption Center. And I believe their website is houndsavers.org. But really cool breed. And most people have this idea that they're really hyper dogs, but they really only exercise for like 20 minutes a day. And other than that, they're pretty much like cats. So they're actually really good apartment dogs or small house dogs, which matched our lifestyle. So we're like, perfect. We like to get outside, but other than that, we're kind of couch potatoes here at the Dickens house. So,
yes. Jesse, what about you?
Well, I'm pretty sure all of the women know, but I guess the biggest thing that has been a project of mine over this quarantine has been cultivating, producing my own film. And that is something that I didn't ultimately have in mind as someone who is a hungry actor in LA. I kind of felt like the projects are going to come to me, and all of these opportunities are going to head my way. And, you know, some people that I really admire have created their own content before they were, you know, seen by these casting directors, which has been really inspiring to me, because it was actually your idea, Drake, to do something, because I was just feeling absolutely desolate during this time. And I felt like, wow, if I can't audition and I can't do anything like that, I'm just going to feel like, I'm going to feel purposeless. And so I started writing, and I wrote about the stuff around me, which was quarantine in this pandemic, and kind of using that as inspiration to create sort of my own little short film. And all of a sudden I got into a conversation with somebody who is interested in directing it. And he has some friends who are interested in filming it. So it's a beautiful thing to see this all coming into focus, and how everyone is so invested in something that I wrote is kind of, it's very humbling.
All the actresses are here.
So I'm in the process of memorizing my lines right now.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's so great. I also love that clip you posted. It was like your character was like the alien conspiracy theorist or something. That was so funny. It was perfect.
Good. I'm glad. I'm really excited. I'm really excited to build more of like just stuff that not only, you know, people or casting directors can see, but people who are really close to me, like you guys, who get to see firsthand what I do, compared to, you know, just hearing, oh yeah, he acts, he's an actor, he's in LA. So it's fun to actually get to share with you guys like some stuff that I've been doing. Thank you.
How about you, Miss Chloe?
What was the question? As Asia,
the question was, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll?
Ooh, what is the answer to that?
The question is just what have you been doing during quarantine? Which is probably very obvious. Being a mother,
being a mother and stuff. I guess go ahead.
Oh no, I was just gonna. Sorry, you go.
I'm just an interrupting lady over here. I am inclined to get very obsessed with projects in the moment, whether it is creating an outdoor zone. Like, I love Facebook Marketplace. I love getting furniture and repurposing it. I don't like buying new stuff. I think new furniture is mostly crap nowadays. and you have to assemble it yourself. So I like cruising for finds on Facebook Marketplace, and sanding and, you know, oiling. We just did our teak patio set. Marina and Micah came over and got
so
to
cute.
Test it out.
So cute.
They're so cute. They took COVID tests and showed them to us before they came over, which was really sweet because we've been really strict about not letting anybody near Hana or anywhere near Hana. So I guess been kind of trying to make my space around me feel good, and the outdoor space. We have a really cool house and a nice space, so we like to have zones to go outside and then go inside. I feel really lucky that I have time to just kind of do that and not be too worried. Now I'm more focused on how to make distance learning fun for first graders, so that's my new obsession, working on that. I just wanted to say thank you to all the iRaters that helped fund my project, and you guys too. I have them as friends on my Facebook page because I've met some really cool people, and I post things that I need for my classroom, and it's always iRaters that seem to jump on it and are just so sweet. And it's like iRation just attracts the best people and the best vibes, and I think we just raised $600 in 24 hours. Wow. So that was really cool.
That's so amazing. Dope.
Yes.
Can you share with all the listeners how they can also donate to the cause as well?
Well, I guess you would have to find me on Facebook. I just kind of post to my own little page. I have met some fans along the way that have been really lovely. I mean, you know who you are. And they are my friends, and I just post, and whoever cares,
wow,
which seems to be most of the world right now, there's lots of good out there. They just send money our way. I usually do a wedding registry, which is what a friend told me to do. So instead of doing an Amazon wish list, you do a wedding registry so people can donate $20 or $5, and it adds up, and then you bought a book, amazing, really good read aloud. So. That's what's
well. What I'll do for all of you guys is in the show notes for this show, any links or anything that you ladies and gentlemen want to share, we can just put it in the show notes, and people can either donate or follow or whatever it is that you guys would like to share.
That's awesome.
That sound good?
Thank you.
How about you, Marina? What have you been? You have some side hustles going on.
Yeah, you do.
I feel like I've worked harder in quarantine than I have my entire life. Because I still have my normal job. We switched all the way. I'm a sales manager at a mortgage company. So we're fully remote, working from home. So I just got done redoing my office. But I work 50 hours a week doing that. I do have a side hustle where I sell beauty counter. I'm a consultant doing that, just clean beauty, trying to get it into the hands of everyone. And then, mm-hmm, I don't know, I joined an iRacist book club. I'm in this all-women, wealthy group where she teaches us how to invest and how to empower women to kind of take money into their own hands. And so I don't know, I feel like I'm more busy now than ever before, and it's been fun, but I'm exhausted. I don't know if I have bags under my eyes. I'm tired.
No, you look perfect, Marina.
Yeah.
Well, ladies, thank you all so much for joining on the Uplifter. I just want you guys all to know that everyone loves you, and the boys all talk about all of you when we're on the road, and when it's nice that we all get to be at home and be with all of you. So thank you all for coming in here, and we love
thanks
you guys
for having
so
us.
We love
Drake.
You guys.
Thanks for cheers having us.
Nice to see you, cheers, babes. Miss you,
love
guys.
You, Drakey. You're
love
a
you
pro.
Guys.
Love you, Drake.
Thank you all. Thank you all for listening to this week's episode of iRations, The Uplifter. Thank you to Leia, Jesse, Chloe, Marina, Asia, and Haley for being on here tonight. Woo-hoo. If you are a fan of the show, please rate and subscribe to the podcast in whichever app you are using. And as always, when the news gets you down, you can always tune in to The Uplifter. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of The Uplifter. This show is produced and mixed by Drake Peterson and Christopher McCone of Peterson McCone Productions. See you next week. We'll be right back.
Some bottles that I've been saving, got your new one.